It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Over the next week, we are going to hear a great deal about whether progress is being made in Iraq. General David Petraeus, the top commander, and Ryan Crocker, the American ambassador, will report to Congress. And they're expected to say some progress has been made. Other reports are already in. One of them was led by retired Marine General James Jones. He was asked by Congress to assess Iraq's military and police, and his team found that Iraqi security forces won't be able to cooperate on their own within the next year and a half. General Jones joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's begin with the Iraqi army. It has certain responsibilities, like protecting the borders and obviously fighting insurgents. What can the Iraqi army do now, and what can it do?
Well, the Iraqi army has approximately 10 divisions that are able to participate in helping to combat the internal threats that are facing the country, the terrorists, the crime, the sectarian violence, and this is their main preoccupation. And what it can't do, and what it will be able to do someday, but what it can't do is adequately defend its own borders, which is the classic role of an army.
And so this is an issue that'll be ongoing for a while.
It is, and I think that's to be expected. Our mandate was to assess their ability to assume responsibility for their territorial integrity, their ability to deny international terrorists a safe haven, which we found they're making some progress in, their ability to bring greater security to Iraq's 18 provinces overall in the next 12 to 18 months, and we believe that they'll be able to do some of that, and finally, their ability to bring an end to sectarian violence to achieve national reconciliation. And, of course, that's dependent on the government reaching that kind of political consensus, which would immediately cause a major shift inside of Iraq for the better, I might add.
Now, your report is very critical of the Iraqi police force, and looking at it, saying it is, quote, operationally ineffective. It is, another quote from you, not viable in its current form. That's pretty strong, you know, that's pretty strong negatives there. What would it take to turn the police force around into an effective force?
I need to be clear that the report goes on to specify that there are, you know, five or six different police forces. The one that we're specifically targeting and talking about is the National Police Force, which numbers about 25,000 policemen. This is at the higher echelon of the national level. The Iraqi Police Service, which numbers about 10 times that, and the rest of the police force are coming along. But the Iraqi police, the National Police, which is what we're talking about, we found to be overly sectarian. It's about 85% Shia. It is an instrument of response nationally for the Prime Minister. It is not trusted. It is not. There's evidence of corruption.
But what one thing, interesting enough, you found that the Army and the police are most effective when they reflect the ethnic makeup of the people they're protecting. Mm-hmm. Just very briefly, if that's true, how do you avoid creating security forces that are divided along ethnic or sectarian lines still effective?
Yeah, at the local level, that is what works best for now. Obviously, in the country, ultimately, you want to get to an Iraqi police force that functions independently of ethnicity. But that's going to have to be developed over time because trust is one of the biggest factors that works in trusting police. But we caution against the National Police Force being overly sectarian. It simply has got to be more representative of the entire society if it's going to be accepted and respected. We also found evidence of ministerial inefficiency in the Ministry of the Interior, which is highly sectarian and mostly Shia dominated, and since all of the money and resources for all police forces in Iraq come from that organization, the fact that it's somewhat dysfunctional is troubling as well.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Retired General James Jones is chairman of the Independent Commission on the Security Forces of Iraq. You can read the entire Jones report at our website, npr.org.